And joining us in the studio this morning to talk about saving dogs four paws at a time. Joining us once again is Jim Whiting. Thank you for joining us today.
It's good to see you, JB. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you in the studio. And
yes, sir.
You guys were out at the wine stroll on Saturday.
We were. We had a great time out there. We set up a booth and had one of our rescued dogs out there that we'll talk about in a minute. But met a lot of people, got to talk to people about the things we do and the dogs that we rescue, and just had a good time. I think we made ourselves, made people more aware of us.
That's a big thing for your group, is just getting the awareness out right now, isn't it?
It is, and we're trying very hard to spend more and more time in the public and just get to talk to people about the lives we save.
I know that's hard because you're so busy with all the volunteer work you do for the dogs, you may not have time to meet the public, but it's important to get that information out there and maybe get more people involved.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Sometimes we're going in a dozen different directions at the same time, but we value all our volunteers. We value the public, the interest that people have in helping us to save dogs, and we wouldn't be here without the support of volunteers.
Tell us about the dog you had out there on Saturday.
Astro. Is kind of a survivor dog. We were alerted to his predicament about 3 weeks ago. He was tied up on a heavy log chain in somebody's backyard. They had moved out and just left him there, he and another dog. The other dog was running free in the fenced yard, but Astro was on this chain. We rescued him with the help of the police department, Huntsville Police Department, and took him to the vet. And the vet had to surgically remove the chain. It was embedded in his neck. Since that time, we placed him in a foster home while the police did their investigation. And just a few days ago, he was released to us, to our care. So we're now the owner of Astro. And he had his public presence at the wine stroll this past Saturday. And we had a lot of people come out, meet him, and hear his story. And we talked about abused and neglected and cruelty to animals. But Astro was a real hit. He went over really good. He's, in spite of all he's been through at the hands of human beings, he's just the most loving, sweet, human-liking dog. So we were very proud of him, proud of his recovery. He's doing very well. And he still has a few medical needs that need to be taken care of, but he's going to recover 100% and will soon be available for adoption. And we've already had some interest in him.
It's unbelievable to me that not only could somebody chain up a dog 24/7. I can see putting him on a run every once in a while.
Exactly, but yeah.
Use a collar rather than just tie the chain directly. I mean,
I know
that should be common sense, shouldn't it?
Well, you would think so. There are some people who just don't care. They have no feelings for the animals. To many, they're just a nuisance and just something to be dealt with and kept out of the way. But, of course, we don't look at it that way. We consider them members of the family and want them to be treated well, and we'll do everything we can to help every dog we can.
Now, you do a lot with dogs, not just abused, but also owners moving away, can't take the dog with them, or stray dogs that are found. But how many abused animals do you end up taking in each?
Oh, gosh, I should have brought the numbers with me.
Ballpark it for us, I guess.
Yeah, since the beginning of the year, we have dealt with over 100, 150 dogs, give or take. And not, you know, most are not as extreme as Astro's case is. They are, like you said, just people can no longer take care of the dog. They're moving. There's been a death in the family or something like that. So we take them in, and we either find other rescue for them or we put them in our foster homes and acclimate them to family life, do whatever rehabilitation is necessary, and find loving forever homes for them.
That's got to be extra work now, taking care of a dog with physical needs like that, like the surgery, but also just trying to re-socialize them and get them into a home that where they will be loved.
Exactly. We're lucky as far as Astro is concerned because he's, I don't know why he doesn't have a grudge. he just loves people, and he will adapt very well to a family and very quickly to a family. Some dogs are more of a challenge than others. Some require more work than others, more attention and more training and socialization and that kind of thing.
Now, I know you do a lot of work, or at least work with some of these dogs, but if somebody sees an abused animal or knows one out there, they should go through law enforcement first. They shouldn't necessarily contact you right away, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If you see a dog like Astro chained in a yard or left in a pen with no food or water or just running around, call the police department, animal control, or the sheriff's department. You can give us a call, too. I mean, we'll try and follow up the best we can, but we are all volunteers. Most of us work full-time jobs, so sometimes our resources are a little bit stretched.
Anything else listeners should be aware of as far as abused dogs or neglected dogs, anything that they can do to help?
Just if you see a situation, report it. If you do see a dog, we had a case earlier in the summer where a dog was left out in the heat and eventually died. It's unfortunate, but you should not give the dog water or give the dog anything. You should report it to the police immediately and let them see the conditions. But please report them, either to us or the police or the authorities of any type.
You know, people have an urge to give that dog water if it's in danger, but
it's hard not to.
The police need to see what the situation is as it is, right, and not have that disturbed by having water provided to them.
And they'll respond quickly. Hold back the urge if you can. And like you said, it is difficult.
Just about some of the other upcoming events you'll be at or be hosting.
We have a busy couple of months ahead of us. This Saturday, the 1st of September, we're going to be at next Saturday, we're going to be at Orsland Farm and Home and have an adoption event and low-cost microchip clinic, and that's in Macon. We had one in June here in town in Moberly, and it was very successful. We microchipped 28 animals and had a couple of dogs adopted as a result of that event. So Orsland saw the benefit of that and decided to partner with us again in Macon, and we're looking forward to that. It'll be Saturday, the 1st of September, from 10 till 3. Microchips, $30, which is cheaper than most places, and it's a one-time fee. There's no ongoing annual expense or reactivation or anything like that. So we're looking forward to that. September 15th is Pioneer Day in Cairo. We're going to be there for that. We'll have another adoption event, microchip clinic, so we invite people to come out to that. In October, we'll be at the Moberly Parks and Rec Fall Festival. That's going to be more of an informational booth, but we will have two or three adoptable dogs with us just to show off and talk to people about. But it's not going to be a microchip or anything like that. So, and then just as a little tease, we're awaiting confirmation by the city council, which should come this evening. We have a big event at Rothwell Park scheduled for October 20th. I can't talk a whole lot about it until we get the go-ahead from the city, but after tonight, we'll be able to make the announcement. And I will say, if you're a sports enthusiast or a runner, this will have some interest to you.
All right. We'll tell folks to save the date then for now.
Yes, sir. October 20th, Rothwell Park.
These events, especially the microchipping, very important for the dogs. We talked about last time that I was in here with you. It's very easy to do, and it really helps get your dog back if they somehow get out of the fence or just something. You make sure you get your dog back. It really improves the process, and it's really easy to do.
Yeah. It's almost painless. It's no more painful than a vaccination. In fact, it's very similar to a vaccination. It takes about 30 seconds to do. We implant a chip in the dog just under the skin. It's about the size of a grain of rice. And anybody who has a chip reader, which would be any animal control facility, most rescues, individuals also have them, can read that chip and immediately tell where he belongs.
And if you move, you can change it without rechipping the dog. You change it on the online register.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Yes, sir.
So very easy for folks to do. I know you still need some volunteers.
We always need volunteers. We are expanding our organization. We're building a shelter that we're going to use as an intake and processing center. We will use it as a temporary housing facility for the dogs we bring in until we can get them to foster homes. So we're going to need people to help us man that, to do the upkeep and the dog care and cleaning and that kind of thing. But we can always use help with photography, fostering, transportation to the vet and other locations, fundraising, helping out at events, handling dogs, and just anything that you have a talent for, we can probably put to use. And, you know, it can be an hour or two here and there, or it can be as much as you want to put into it.
It's a good way for folks to help out. It doesn't seem like it's a major time commitment for them, but they feel pretty good about what they accomplish.
Exactly. It's not a major time commitment. If you want to spend an hour working with us, we'll be happy for that. If you want to spend day after day, we'd certainly welcome that too. So it's whatever you all think you can do and the amount of time you want to put into it.
If anyone wants to volunteer, what do they need to do?
They can call me at 660-414-6540, or they can contact us via our Facebook page, Facebook Saving Dogs, the number 4, Paws at a Time.
Before we let you go, tell us about some of the dogs ready for adoption now.
We have, right now, I believe 26. We just adopted 3 out over the weekend, but we have 26 available. Of course, we have Astro, who will soon be available. He's a 10 to 12 month old pit bull male. Like I said, just the sweetest, most loving dog. Barney is the dog that was with Astro in the fenced yard. He's a 4-year-old male basset hound. He's just as laid back. That can be read as lazy, I guess. He loves to snuggle, loves to have his belly rubbed, and he'd be a great pet for somebody who doesn't want to get out and do a lot of exercise with a dog. Chewy is a 6-year-old Papillon. He's a sweet, loving lap dog, good with other dogs, and it takes a little time for him to warm up to people, but once he does, he's just perfect. He'll just nuzzle you and sit in your lap and soak up the attention. And we have Willie, who is a 6-year-old chocolate lab. He's another one of our successful rescue stories. He was found wandering with a butt full of buckshot. So we got him fixed up and have him fostered now. And he's about a 60-pound chocolate lab. He thinks he's a lap dog, though. He's just as friendly and as can be, loves attention, does his absolute best to try and please you. He'd make a great family pet.
And their foster parents have helped socialize them. Very easy to take these dogs on if they're up for adoption.
Yes, sir. We ask that people fill out an application. They can get that by emailing us at sds4ptime@gmail.com, or they can message us on our Facebook page. They'd fill out an application. We'd review it, make sure they have a suitable home, and the adoption process is relatively simple.
All right. Anything else we should let our listeners know today?
Just mark your calendars for our upcoming events. We are always in need of cash donations, equipment, supplies, food, toys, treats, anything that you have that could be relatable to a dog, we'd love to have as a donation to us. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so anything you donate, including time and mileage, is tax deductible.
Yeah, hopefully folks saw Astro over the weekend, saw what good work your group does for getting these dogs new homes.
Yes, sir. We do our best, and we have a lot of successes. We had 3 dogs just end up in perfect homes over the weekend, so we want to continue that trend and get some of our dogs out to families. And we're going to be out in the public talking with people and let them know what we do and what we have available. Dogs of all shapes, sizes, colors, and breeds.
Jim Whiting from Saving Dogs 4 Paws at a Time has been our guest. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, JB. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be back with more of Quicksland This Morning coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.